All right, it's time for the Property Pulse here at 96.7 TSA-FM. Every single Wednesday, we either talk with a realtor, and we got a brand new person for this week. We're talking with Kevin Rogers. He's with SkiCountryLegal.com, and he's a lawyer. Hey, good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Tom.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. Welcome to the Property Pulse.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. So we're getting to know you, first of all, before we get into the meat and potatoes of things. So just tell me a little bit about where you came from, how you maybe grew up, and how you came to be a lawyer today.
Yep. So I'm from West Virginia originally, went to law school at the University of Pittsburgh, moved up to Vermont back in 2016, so been here for about 9 years now. Been practicing almost that whole time, and decided to open up my own business back in 2021. Mm-hmm. So I've had my firm now for the last, 4 or 5 years.
Nice.
Yep, live here with my wife, two little kids, 3 and 5 year old boys.
So little ones,
always busy. I guess.
How old are they?
So they're 3 and 5, enjoying every minute of it. So I started the firm Ski Country Legal back in 2021. We focus primarily on real estate, so purchase, sales, refinances, litigation issues occasionally, but mostly transactional work in the Deerfield Valley.
So here you are today in the Property Pulse. You've come a long way to get here.
Yeah. So my move up from West Virginia was an interesting one. Mm-hmm. My girlfriend at the time, and she's my wife now. We had been together for a while and wanted a change from West Virginia, so we moved up to the hills of Vermont. We were working as property caretakers at a place in Newfane for several years, living in a tiny cabin with no running water or anything.
Wow.
So did that while we were, I was studying for the bar and then starting out as an attorney. And then eventually had to move to a place that had plumbing once she got pregnant with her first child.
That helps.
Kind of a requirement. And then so we found our way over to Wilmington, and within a couple of years started the business out there in West Dover, and it's been great ever since.
That's awesome. So you must talk to a lot of people then, right? I mean, how's the business going so far?
Business is going very well. We work with a lot of realtors, lenders. I know you had Lisa on. We've worked with her, frequently. Jackie as well. So work with a lot of different people in the Valley, locals, second homeowners, that sort of thing.
Great.
We also come over to Brattleboro and Putney and this area over here, and mostly help primary homeowners, which is also great.
That's awesome. So you're getting a lot of calls. And what's the most, people just are using you for their real estate transactions or?
Yeah, for the most part. I'd say most of our business is people buying homes, selling homes, doing refinances, which is getting pretty popular now with the uncertainty of the interest rates at the moment. Primarily in that area, but we also do some landlord-tenant issues, some real estate litigation issues, but mostly stick to transactional work.
That's awesome. That's great. Yeah, I sold my house. I had a real estate lawyer, and I'd known him forever, so it was good to know somebody.
Yeah.
And that's kind of why we're kind of here, to get to know you and get to know Jackie and whoever else comes on the Property Pulse. So it makes people more comfortable of talking to somebody and just calling you out of the blue, didn't know you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, people, I get it all the time. Like, lawyers do not have a great reputation for being nice, honest, that whole thing, friendly.
Yeah.
We can be intimidating.
You seem to be a nice guy. Yeah, you're a nice guy.
It's definitely, people get more comfortable once they call in and get to talk to me or my staff or whoever, whoever's working their file. So we're people too. It's just, can be difficult to trust a lawyer, but most of us are trustworthy, I'd say.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know why people are so scared of lawyers. Why? I don't get it.
In this context, we're usually pretty good. I've been in family court and criminal court, and we can be pretty scary.
That's different.
So that's kind of a totally different world. But
yeah.
In real estate, everybody's just trying to, be happy, reach a common goal. You know, usually when we leave with a client, everybody's leaving the room smiling because they bought a house or, got a big check out of it. So
yeah, absolutely.
A little better than the criminal courtroom when you're...
Yeah, absolutely. That's for sure. So you do criminal as well, right?
I don't do it as much anymore.
Okay.
It didn't really mesh up with my schedule. I did quite a bit of it before I made the move to my own firm.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got a pretty robust background there. But for the most part, we kind of stick with real estate related matters. We also do estate estates, some probate litigation as well. But for the most part, we try to keep things as happy as possible,
yeah,
as stress-free as possible, really.
Yeah, yeah.
And I found that litigating in those other areas can lead to some sleepless nights, mm-hmm, late nights, very early mornings, and where we try to have a family culture at the firm where if you need to take time off because your kids are sick or yeah, doing whatever, yeah, you know, we're able to do that without many problems.
Yeah, I think real estate and doing that as a lawyer is a lot better, a lot more, lot less stress.
Yeah, I mean, right? We still get some stressful deals every once in a while, but yeah, at the end of the day, it's not like I'm waking up at 3:30 in the morning, yeah, for a couple weeks straight to prepare for trial.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
You know, well, going in the office at 8 or 8:30 and leaving pretty much at 5 every day, and
perfect,
everybody's happy.
Yeah, because you have kids, so you got to take care of the kids.
Yeah,
you know?
They take
tough.
A lot of care. Yeah,
absolutely. Well, it's good. Well, I'm glad you're here, and welcome to the Property Pulse. I appreciate you, and I've definitely learned a lot about you in this short period of time, and we're going to learn more about you and what you're going to bring to the table. Like every other week, you're going to be here. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Tom, for having me, and looking forward to digging into, you know, questions, issues that people commonly come across. We hear a lot of the same questions and complaints, you mm-hmm know, pretty regularly, so hopefully we can address those over the next couple weeks and make people feel a little more comfortable about who they're working with.
That sounds great, absolutely. So if somebody wants to get a hold of you, like say right now, how do they get a hold of you?
So you can go to our website, skicountrylegal.com, or give us a call, 802-213-3565, and somebody would be happy to talk to you.
Okay, great. And we're also going to have you up on our page, our TSAFM page, which is wtsaradio.com/propertypulse. And you can listen back to all the episodes that we have here. Jackie's up there, Russ is up there, and you'll be up there. So you have that way people can listen back and ask questions there. There's a forum there. People can ask you things. So you also go to your website, like you said, at skicountrylegal.com. And you're based in Southern Vermont, aren't you?
Yeah. So we're based out of Westover. So do a lot of business, okay, in the Valley. But also, you know, we go Brattleboro, Manchester, Ludlow, going up to Killington soon. So we
okay
kind of go all over the place.
All right. So if you're out in those areas, you want to, you know, give Kevin a call or check it out his website and get a hold of him, like I said, at skicountrylegal.com. And we'll have this Property Pulse up on the website very shortly at WTSAradio.com. Thank you, Kevin. We'll talk to you in like 2 weeks, okay?
Awesome. Sounds good. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you very much. There goes Kevin Rogers at SkiCountryLegal.com with our Property Pulse in 96.7 TSAFM. Good morning.